Thanks, Nathan. This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. More than 200,000 people in Maryland are unemployed, according to a preliminary estimate from the U.S. Department of Labor. Maryland's unemployment rate, at an estimated 6.4%, is higher than the national average and the highest it's been since October of last year. And here to help us understand what to make of Maryland's job pictures is Darius Irani, chief economist at the Regional Economic Studies Institute at Towson University. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Sheila.
So we got new national numbers from the federal government in the last hour. The U.S. economy created just under 250,000 jobs in September. That pushed the national unemployment rate down 0.2% to 5.9%. It'll be a couple of weeks before we get see how this breaks out for Maryland. But what kind of clues does this national report give us about what the jobs picture is for us here?
Well, Sheila, so looking at the data over the last year, what we've noticed in the region is the job growth in the region, which I include Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, has been somewhat anemic compared to the rest of the country. So the rest of the country, I liken it to, has been sort of riding this roller coaster up. They've had this huge rise up in unemployment, and then recently we've seen a rather rapid decrease in unemployment. Our region has been sort of a flat, kind of a slow rise up in unemployment, and then kind of a very slow tapering down of unemployment. So we've really been sort of anemically challenged in terms of our growth. And I think part of that is because of our highly dependency on the federal government. I mean, these jobs that, you know, are coming from the federal government, the contractor jobs, they all pay very well. So when the federal government gets a cutback, which it has, it sort of has a leveraging effect on the rest of the economy here in the state and the region. So I suspect that's what's happening is the rest of the nation is recovering. They were forced to diversify. They were forced to sort of rethink themselves. We in this region got a little bit lazy because we're right next to the federal government. The jobs are plentiful. So we didn't quite feel the urgency to diversify. And now all of a sudden, as the federal government is slowing down, those lack of plans are beginning to take roost. And you can sort of see the difference between us and the rest of the country, where the rest of the country is growing by gangbusters and we're sort of not growing as fast.
And I get the general point you're making. What do you see, what specific subset of the Labor Department numbers tells you that these other states have found some more creative ways that we didn't go into?
Well, I see primarily in the professional and scientific services. That's an area where, you know, for a long time we were sort of, you know, touting that as sort of our best sector, was typically the highest paid. Both us and Virginia had sort of declines in that sector, most recent job numbers, whereas the rest of the country had strong growth in those sectors. So that leads me to believe that those sectors tend to be higher paying, and so mm-hmm. those people have higher incomes, they spend more money outside. So, you know, us losing those types of jobs means, and the rest of the country gaining those types of jobs, sort of doesn't bode well for our region.
So this is a very sobering conversation, and it's especially, I mean, you say, I'm struck that you're doing this regional analysis. You're talking about several states, but some of those states have had lower numbers when the last breakout that we got. Virginia's unemployment rate was half a percent lower than Maryland, 5.6%. Pennsylvania's unemployment rate broke out at 5.8%. Delaware's was higher, 6.5%. But, I mean, in other words, if you're saying this region is anemic, Maryland must be really anemic.
Well, so one of the things you have to consider is that, you know, employment is not based on where you, it's not where you live, but where you work. So many Marylanders cross over the Potomac to work in Virginia, some even head north to Pennsylvania, maybe even the northeastern Delaware. So those that region, that unemployment for Maryland, also includes the fact that some Marylanders may have lost their jobs in Virginia. If you compare Virginia's unemployment rate a year ago and compare it now, it's still flat. It hasn't changed. It hasn't gone down. Maryland has actually gone down. It went from, I forgot the exact number, but it went from a fairly high mid-sixes to about 6 point, whatever it is
6.1.
Now.
6.1,
yeah.
So no, it's 6.3.
6.3. So Maryland has actually declined its unemployment rate over the last year. But the idea is that the rest of the country has actually lowered its unemployment rate at a much faster rate than either Maryland or Virginia. So, you know, we're tied to Virginia, we're tied to D.C., we're tied to Delaware. So the success of those economies also impacts Maryland households because many people, as I said, commute across the bridge every morning to work in those states.
That's Darius Arani, chief economist at the Regional Economic Studies Institute at Towson University. Here on WIPR, Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about Maryland's unemployment picture. Its unemployment rate for the first time since 1998, higher than the national average. There also seems to be, not surprisingly, a big variation within the state. Again, the latest numbers that we have show Baltimore City's unemployment rate above 10%, Montgomery's half that, 5.11%, and like a whole range around that. Is what drives that? Is that the job opportunities, or is it something that just sort of gets inherited from one month to the next, doesn't change that much?
Well, typically speaking, so Montgomery residents of Montgomery County, you know, have some additional job opportunities. They're proximate to the federal government, so many of them do drive over every morning to work in the federal government. So there's a lot of job opportunities, plus the educational attainment of many of the individuals in Montgomery County, you know, are master's degrees or PhDs or higher. So their unemployment rates are going to be typically lower, all things equal. Unfortunately, the city, Western Maryland, some parts of the Eastern Shore have struggled, not only this recent recession, but even when the economy was booming, they were still having higher than normal unemployment rates. So this is sort of a structural challenge that these regions face, that goes to issues of education, goes to job training programs, goes to the fact of getting industries to locate into those areas to be able to employ those individuals. So these are really big challenges that are beyond sort of the business cycle that might be impacting Central Maryland's unemployment rate due to the fact that the federal government's cutting back. These are issues that are sort of structural to the local economy, that they face challenges that, you know, include workforce issues, employment opportunities, those types of things.
You obviously pay a lot of attention to the labor market. Are we addressing those deep underlying challenges?
I think we are. I mean, I think there are some programs. I know that the Department of Labor Licensing and Regulation has put forth its EARN grant, which is sort of a program to not only develop a curriculum for jobs that are here, but the jobs going forward. So it's a program in conjunction with industry to provide that training. While Maryland has sort of touted its cybersecurity programs and its biotechnology programs, you know, these are opportunities also for individuals without sort of advanced degrees, because many times you need lab technicians, and many computer programmers oftentimes don't need a college degree. They can get certificates through Cisco and other places. So these are opportunities. So these industries are able to grow, and I think they will be. They should provide opportunities for all. Some of the challenges that many people face here in the state, especially in the city, are felony convictions, past felony convictions. That sometimes limits their ability to get into the labor market.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we're about a month away from an election. We're hearing a lot of political campaigning around jobs. How much power do elected officials have to influence the economic outcome of the state?
I think they do have a lot. They, you know, part of it is setting the tone of the economic climate. Really sort of, what is this state going to be? Do we just tolerate businesses, or do we welcome businesses into our fold? And I think that's sort of a balance that the state needs to sort of, you know, move into the direction of, we want to welcome businesses here. This is a great state to do business in. We have great assets. We have great incubator programs. We have great incentive programs. We have a good workforce that is able to meet your needs immediately. I think in the past, Maryland has labored under some misconceptions of if you can dream it, we can tax it. So that sort of shied away businesses from the
And that's
the
area. Certainly an issue in this campaign.
Oh, yeah, big issue. And, you know, we're competing against Pennsylvania and Virginia, which have traditionally been sort of pro-business friendly states, whether it's true or not.
Thank you, Darius.
Thank you.
Darius Arani, chief economist at the Regional Economic Studies Institute at Towson University. We've got a link to the latest national job numbers released today at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Just ahead, the complications of looking deep into a crime in Baltimore County 15 years ago. Stay with us on 88.1. ¶¶